Now, Michael Lenny has drawn a cartoon which shows a mother wheeling a pram, and she's speaking on a mobile phone or looking at it, and she's unaware that the child has fallen out of the pram.
Mm. So the pram's empty, the child's on the ground behind her, and she's jabbering into her mobile phone.
Yeah, right. Now, he's got the rounds of the kitchen from some people suggesting that that's rather tough on mothers. Nama Winston, parenting writer and former lawyer. Nama, good morning to you.
Good morning. Hello.
What's he done?
Well, I think it might have been funny as a cartoon alone, but the poem that went with it that basically said, if only the child was loved as much by the mother as the phone, I think that was the real issue. It's just blatant mummy shaming and mobile phone shaming, and unnecessary.
Well, isn't that a good thing? Because if mothers are distracted by being on the mobile phone, it's a danger to their children, is it not?
But it's very interesting, though, that you use the word distracted, because in this day and age, 2019, there's so much that is on your phone that is not a distraction as such. It's work. So in the story that I wrote for Mamma Mia yesterday, I pointed out how, you know, there's email, there's you know, parenting group chats about school, things that are happening at school, there's sports, there's, you know, carpools, there's so many other things that, you know, before smartphones, you weren't expected to be, you know, constantly available and to respond immediately. But the other thing is that when you see a mother on her phone in public and so-called ignoring her child, you don't know what she's actually doing on her phone. And, you know, most mothers I know use Instagram for work as well. So,
and it won't just be mothers who are distracted in caring for their children. It'll be fathers as well. However, there was a message sent out the other day by a particular safety organisation about parents should not be on their mobile phones while their children are in swimming pools.
Oh, yeah.
That makes a great deal of sense, though, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. And I have to say that, I mean, that's your basic fundamental, you know. So this is why I'm saying that the cartoon alone of the mother who's kept walking and the baby, you know, like the baby lying on the ground, that's funny. You know, that's like, oh gosh, that's an exaggeration. I understand the point of that. It's an exaggeration of what could happen. And of course there are cases where, I mean, I remember a case where a child has drowned in their bathtub because the mum was, you know, looking at her phone. So I can appreciate all of those things, but coupled with the poem, it was just a direct jab at mums, really.
Good on you, Nama. Nama Winston, parenting writer and former lawyer.